to?
Well, mixed responses coming now to the idea of a truce over the NHI. The finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, last week saying that the people who've brought court cases, there are 9 court cases aimed at blocking it, should drop them. And instead, they should sit around the table and talk. Prof Meds Craig Comrie said last week, he's willing to talk to government. The SA Medical Association says it's happy to sit down and chat, but the managing director, but the Board of Healthcare Funders says they're not. Katlego Muturi is the managing director of the Board of Healthcare Funders. Katlego, good evening. Enoch Godongwana seems to be opening the door to some kind of chat. Why are you refusing to go through and sit down and have a conversation?
Good evening, Stephen, and to your listeners. Fact is, we are not refusing. We have been talking to government. I think what needs to be clarified is what negotiation looks like in the government's eyes. We've been talking since time immemorial when NHI was bandied about from the Green Paper. We have been talking and asking questions, asking about various challenges that we saw with the court case. And even the court case is a way of us seeking clarification on how this is going to be done about. It's not really sought to block the efforts of government, but rather to improve healthcare provision in the country.
So for the moment, you're not going to drop your court case?
No, that is not on the cards, because we do not have anything concrete in terms of the way forward. I think what remains now is for us to see whether there's any convergence on any of the matters that we have been bringing up.
What are the main issues? I mean, what are the major things that you disagree with government, or the major issues you need clarity on? I mean, is there anything that government could do or say or give a binding undertaking that would convince you to drop the case?
Maybe to answer you correctly, I'll just maybe give us a little detail of what our court cases entail. We've got currently 2 cases that are sitting in the Constitutional Court. One of them is about the consultation processes that we believe were inadequate. And we believe that there are thousands of submissions, which a lot of them not just ask questions, but actually brought concrete suggestions on how healthcare can be improved in the country. There are certainly topical issues that we talk about. I think top of mind for most people are areas around governance. How is this going to be run? Who's going to be in control? We've seen questions around, from a governance perspective, how much power the minister is given over the fund. I think everybody's worried about the direction that our country had taken in terms of poor governance processes. We've spoken a lot about corruption, etc. I think we don't need to spend too much time. That's one area. The second area is we need clarity on where the money is going to come from. It is interesting that we haven't had much from Treasury in terms of their thinking, because they are the ones who are supposed to bring up the money bill. What we have are very loose suggestions from the department regarding where money will be found, and we are not convinced that this has really been thought out. Now, without those concrete suggestions, and you having the notion that one area of healthcare, while not perfect, but seems to be working, the private sector provision is being shot down to not exist alongside the NHI, which raises a lot of questions about how access will be improved, because everything seems to point to access being denied to people who require it.
Katlego Muturi, thank you. Managing Director of the Board of Healthcare Funders. Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa is the Chair of the SA Medical Association. They say they're happy to talk. Mvuyisi, good evening. It's been a long time. Thank you for your time. Why are you happy to sit down and negotiate?
Good evening, Steve, and to your listeners, and thanks for inviting me. Steve, you will recall that we've always been talking to government. We've done a lot of things in terms of the legislative processes, those green paper, white paper, the policy itself. At some point, we made a presentation in the portfolio committee in Parliament. The other thing that we've done, we've also petitioned the NCOP, wanting their attention. We wrote a letter to the president. And, you know, during all that period, there was no feedback, not even acknowledgement of our engagements with government. So it's really not sitting well with us for Minister of Finance to stand in Parliament and act as if we have never attempted to speak to government. And I think that those utterances should have come from the Minister of Health, not the Minister of Finance, because Minister of Finance should know that we've been engaging with government and government has not been engaging with us. So we've always said that, but we are saying if government wants to talk, they must approach us. We are willing to talk, but we are not going to just withdraw our cases, a case that we have with government, simply because they want to talk with us. We are going to be engaging and listening to what government is. In fact, on top of that, we are part of the coalition we call the Universal Health Coalition Access. You know, we've written a proposal there to government, and they have not responded to that proposal as an alternative to the NHI. In fact, it was an invitation by the president to say if there are any person in South Africa with alternatives, let them present those to him. But he has never had a nerve to come back to us to say we have received your proposal. So that pronouncement in Parliament, I think, is disingenuous from the side of government.
Is the Minister of Health, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, the problem?
No, I wouldn't say Dr. Motsoaledi is a problem. We keep having you know, engagements with him, including the issue of the NHI. We would want, you know, if they want to discuss with SAMA, they must approach the association, because at the moment, because they didn't want to talk to us, we had taken them to court. I must clarify this, Stephen. Taking government to court was the very, very last option in our approaches. We have done all what we could to avoid going to court. But because there were issues that were not clarified to us, government not wanting to clarify, so we decided to take them to court, because in the court of law, they will be expected to respond to each and every concern that we are raising in that affidavit.
I mean, it's interesting that you and the Board of Healthcare Funders keep coming back to the same point. You say that government has not given enough information about this. So do you get a sense that it hasn't been thought through properly? I mean, would there be all sorts of consequences simply because it hasn't been thought through? And I'm fairly certain if we had a representative from government, they'd say it had been.
There must be a proof of concept for any policy, Stephen. Those attempts, you know, they failed. You know, we are told now that, you know, all of them, when they tried, you know, to, you know, take approach certain districts and you know, have NHI or an attempt to do that, they've all failed. That's a proof of concept. It's not there. So on what it's not evidence based policy then. Secondly, coming to this issue of government consulting, government have been going around meeting the group of, you know, a rented crowd, you know, where you find that it's political aligned people in a particular hall. But if you look at our petition, we had about 75,000 people you know, who had said they agree with the South African Medical Association that there's something seriously wrong with the NHI. You know, because if I can quickly draw you to some of these issues, Stephen, the issue of demanding citizens to be registered, you know, with the fund before they access it, is a serious problem with us, because even as we speak now, there are people who don't have IDs. There are people, there are children who don't have birth certificates. So do you mean that when that child comes to hospital, it must be turned back because they are not registered with the fund? So it's a fundamental flaw, and it's a violation of human rights as we stand.
Dr. Mvuyisi Mzuka, thanks so much. Chair of the SA Medical Association, your view on the NHI, 0727021702. 702.